and I'm joined once again here live in the studio by Fran, Irish fit coach, Colester. Did I get that right?
You did, George. Great
stuff,
yes.
At long, long last.
You did indeed.
First of all, Fran, can you remind people where you're based? And I know you're expanding.
Yes, we've. Good morning, everybody. Hope all is well. It's a nice sunny morning out there, isn't
That's
it, George?
Beautiful.
Yes, it kicks off the morning nice and well now. So we're based in Colester on Colester Avenue. That's our main studio. Myself, Adrian, and Marianne, we're running the classes and personal training there. And I have just recently this week started brand new over 60s fit club functional training in Palmerstown Community and Youth Centre. Classes are on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and they will be on from next week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 p.m.
And can I ask, Fran, for those who are going to take part in these classes, what kind of exercises would they expect to participate in?
The exercise that they would participate in for the over 60s are weight bearing strength exercises that's going to improve your bone density, that's going to help you build lean muscles, that's going to help you with your flexibility and mobility, and it's also going to help you with your core balance, because I think, look, balance is very important for any adults over 50s and 60s, especially for falling prevention, injury prevention, and it's to actually get people more active, more moving and more agile, you know.
And we mentioned this, I think, last week or the session before, Fran.
Yes.
For people who haven't been exercising in a very long time.
Yes.
And they get to a certain age, say 60.
Yes.
And they think, what's the point?
Yeah.
Is there any point?
There's a massive point. It's probably the biggest point in my opinion, because some people probably think that, you know what, it's too late for me, what's the point, there's a lot of young people exercising. But I think starting slowly, the exercises are tailored for anybody that has not done any exercise at all. They are designed to get people that are couch potatoes or people that are pure beginners. Each exercise would be moderated to suit each individual, and that's why we keep our classes nice and small, you know. So there's a point, it's a lifestyle point, there's a life point, it's to stay alive, it's to prevent injuries point, it's the feel good point, the feel good factor of exercising, it's the community of meeting other people like-minded, similar age group. There's just so many benefits for adults that are over 60 to be exercising. And
Do you think, Fran, that maybe we as a nation were kind of socialised into thinking that once you hit a certain age, exercise stops and you spend the rest of your life watching telly,
yeah,
and all of that kind of stuff. I watch in Marvel,
yeah,
at the amount of 80s bands that have come back. Now,
yeah.
These guys are pushing 60.
Yes.
Over 60, maybe even pushing 70.
Oh, really, yeah.
And they're doing it every night of the week on stage. And they're loving it. And they look fantastic.
And there's nothing stopping them, right?
Nothing stopping them,
yeah,
whatsoever.
Yeah.
Did we get it wrong?
Yeah, we did. I think we got it wrong. Look, to be honest, I obviously, I'm not 60. I'm nowhere near 60. I like to think when I'm 60, I'm still fairly active and fairly kind of out there. I think we got it wrong as a society, really. We neglected the I call them the more mature adults. You know, we're not old. I think, look, when we do get into our 80s and 90s, we are getting a little bit older, you know. But when we're 60, we should still be able to do things that we were able to do 10 years ago, maybe at a little bit slower pace, but we should still be able to do things that we're able to do 10, 15 years ago. And we seem to forget that a long time ago, I think is mentally, maybe, that when you retired at 60, 65, that was the end. But that's not the case, because as science and doctors have proven, people are living longer, healthier, stronger, and I think it all depends how you look after yourself. You know, it all depends how your lifestyle is, what you're eating, how are you getting enough rest, are you exercising, you know, are you meditating, are you out there meeting friends, or even not friends, there's that many, especially during COVID, which is brilliant, there was that many walking groups that was created for adults in their 50s and 60s and people that were kind of maybe isolated, and that was brilliant, I thought, you know, and that's where I come into play. That's where we bring our people into a cluster, where the adults are over 60s, into cluster in Palmerston, because we're creating a community amongst similar age groups of people where they might have felt that, you know what, we were neglected, we're the neglected age group here. But really, they need to be stronger, fitter, healthier than anybody in their 20s and 30s, because those ones are just springing around. These people need this. The adults in their 60s, they need to be stronger for just day-to-day life, you know? Because in the next 10 years, you want to still be able to do the basic things. You want to still be able to get dressed, feel good, get out of bed, cook your dinner, go for a walk. You want to still be able to... You don't want to be isolated on a chair or on a bed, you know what I mean? So that's why we're looking forward. We're looking to the future. It's not just for now. It's for the future.
Exactly. And you mentioned food there.
Yes, I did indeed, yes.
Fran, and this morning we're primarily talking about healthy eating on a budget. Now, we're in, not so far into this cost of living crisis we are. Could last another 6 months, could last another 6 years. Who knows these things?
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, you know, people don't have as much cash to spend as they used to.
No, they don't.
For people who are really beginning to struggle food-wise... you may have 3 or 4 kids as well to feed.
Yeah.
Where would you start?
Well,
it can get a little bit frustrating. It can get really frustrating.
Mm.
Especially when you've got kids to feed as well. And it can get on top of people. It can really get on top of people to the point where they just stop.
Yeah.
So what would be the best place to start as far as healthy eating on a budget is concerned, but maybe 2 or 3 kids thrown in?
Yeah, I'd say get organized and planning ahead. Do you know, look, I've got 4 kids myself, right? And they're all under the age of 10, from 2 to 10. And bar the baby who eats everything, all the other three, he eats everything. All the other three, they have their choices and they eat certain things, or one might not eat some certain vegetables, you know. So it's, I think, getting organized and planning ahead, getting a pen, a piece of paper, and you plan your week ahead. You know, you have to plan your meals ahead, and you plan your week ahead. First of all, I think you need to think about what you need for each meal. You know, write it down, get a pen and piece of paper, write it down, think about what you need to have a look. You know, maybe you might have stuff already, so you don't need to double buy it again, because obviously if you buy it again, the older stuff will go off, so that's a waste. And we don't want to waste food, because me, it bugs me when I have to throw food away, or when people throw food away, you know. It's because I just think that's, you should have just thought about what you had already and what you did not need. So
I did a thing one morning with somebody who did some stats on throwing away food, Fran.
Yeah.
And we throw away about 20% of what we buy. We eat 80% and the rest of it ends in the bin somewhere.
There's a lot of waste.
Just let it go to waste in the fridge, pass its sell by date.
Yeah.
It might still be useful.
Yeah.
And perfectly edible.
Yeah.
Because on the label,
it says gone off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a waste. Do you know what, George?
20%.
There's a lot.
And you're paying for that 20%.
This is it. You're paying for it. It's a lot. And do you know what, man? Wasting food, it crushes me, really, you know, because the way I look at it is that there's people out there in the world that don't see food to eat every day, you know.
And here
we are. Okay, we're privileged, let's per se. We're privileged because we can buy these extra foods, etc. But we don't. We have to think a little bit more. We have to think of actually what is it that we need to buy, and what is it that we need to make to cook for our kids or for our family, and that will reduce the waste. And if let me say, for instance, a bread is going off, if it's coming to the sell-by date, as we call it, throw it into the freezer. Use it for something else. Do you know? Don't throw it in the bin, because it's not ready for the bin yet. Do you know what I mean? There's just so many tips. Make a shopping list and stick to your shopping list, you know, because when you go to a shop and you don't have a list, you go in and you're just picking. Okay, you might have a routine where you need A, B, C, and D, where you, like Aldi's and Lidl's have the aisles and everything, you know what you need or what you don't need. You may be very in tune with that, but if you make a list, you just cross off that list as you're going through the aisle. Cross off the list, and that way you won't buy extra food, you won't be buying impulsive food, or you won't buy food that you don't really need, you know. That way you can save more if you're quitting your pocket.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, as well, is that people who have been used to, because they've had money to spend, they've had a few bob in their pocket.
Yeah.
The best foods, or foods with the best reputation, probably the biggest brand names too.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they can't afford it. And, you know, they feel like they're letting themselves down, and they're letting their family down, or their children down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolute nonsense.
Disheartening.
Because, you know, food is food.
Food is food. Food. What is the purpose of food? You know, the purpose of food is fuel, energy. You know, for taste and to enjoy, you know, to feel good. But at the base purpose of food is for fuel and energy for you to keep
absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What would be the best cheap foods?
Well, like, I suppose the best foods I'd say would be maybe get like frozen foods, tin foods, but knowing what you're getting as well. That way it has a longer shelf life. They're frozen. Like, I used to have this kind of idea that frozen veg wasn't as nutritious as normal veg that are not frozen, you know. But there's not too much of a difference. The only thing is, it's just preference. I prefer non-frozen veg, you know. But I don't mind tin foods such as tuna, tuna, yeah, which is full of omega-3, and it's really healthy, you know. But tuna in water is much better than tuna in brine or tuna in sunflower, you know. So it's eating healthy and saving money as opposed to eating unhealthy and eating just anything at all, you know.
Your five a day can be quite expensive, Fran. What would be your advice to try and reduce your budget while still keeping 2-5 a day?
Yeah, 5 a day, for instance, fruit and veg. Buy them loose. Buy fruit and veg loose. Don't buy them in a package bunch, because when you buy them in a package bunch, it's more expensive. Buy them loose, and when you buy them loose, you're gonna eat them, because it's there, you know, and it's cheaper, and you're saving a few more quid in your pocket as well. So I would advise to buy fruit and veg loose, not packaged.
And the other thing as well is that if you buy them packaged, there's a greater risk of you maybe having some surplus, and that surplus we spoke earlier goes in the bin.
Yes.
And that's money wasted.
It is money wasted. But for example, for vegetables that are surplus and they're coming, like, you should keep an eye on your vegetables, because you should keep an eye on them and see when they're coming off, or when they're getting soft, or when they're changing colours, etc. And that way you can kind of say, right, these are coming off, I need to do something with these. Make a soup with your vegetables and that are going off, you know, such as turnips, parsnips, carrots, onions, those type of veggies, you know, all your root veg. Make a soup with them easily. If you can get a recipe, Google a recipe that has certain foods that you have to make a soup with them, you know.
You know, back in the old days, Fran, even before I was born, which is very old indeed.
2 years
anyway,
ago.
Yeah, 2 years. the mums used to get a big pot.
Throw everything into it.
Chuck everything into it.
Yeah, and off you go.
You know, there you go. You have you know, our world famous cuddle.
Yeah.
Which is basically anything you had in the house.
Yeah.
Just chuck it into a pot of boiling water. Let it stew, whatever. Yeah. And
it tastes good.
People love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we've probably lost that a little bit.
We have.
With all this kind of metropolitan food.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The smell of Dublin's completely different now than it used to be.
But you know what? Why? Because we've been spoiled for choices, George.
Absolutely.
We have been absolutely spoiled for choices. You know what I mean? I think keeping it simple. In our studio in Colchester, when everybody comes in, they say, oh, look, I want to lose weight, I want to get fitter, I want to do this. I say, keep it simple. Keeping it simple means that you're not going to go far off too wrong. Do you know what I mean? Keep it basic and keep it simple. And once you've kept it simple and you've gotten into a routine and a good habit, that way you'll be able to maintain it for longer. You'll be able to commit yourself for longer. And you will be able to make sure that it's sustainable. Something that you can see on if you're going to be doing the same thing in the next year or two.
Yeah.
You know, And we have just been spoiled for choices regarding food in this country. And do you know what? It's good. It is good and bad. It has its positives and negatives. But at the same time, if you're going shopping and you're buying all sorts of food, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that, I'm going to try... Do you know what, George? By the time you get home, you may not even try half the things you bought. That's why I'm saying, keep it simple. Get a piece of paper and a pen. Write down what it is you need, what it is your kids need to eat, and make sure that's the first and foremost. And if you want to try one new recipe that week or something, try one new recipe that week, you know? It's all about kind of being sustainable, thinking ahead, and making sure that it's going to be eaten. Because if it's not eaten, it's going where? Mm-hmm. Into the bin.
Absolutely.
And that's pure waste.
Just starting, as we normally do a day, with breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah.
What's the best way to not just fill yourself, but fill your children as well, without them leaving hungry?
Yeah.
But you're still working on that budget, and you've got to stay within that budget.
Yeah. I suppose with breakfast, kids have they have their own choices. You know, I won't lie to you. My kids eat cereal and all different types of cornflakes, etc. But myself, I predominantly eat probably porridge or an egg-based breakfast, and for the kids to keep it simple and keep it at low budget, Weetabix is a great start for the day. Weetabix, maybe a couple of strawberries or blueberries or raspberries, and off they go, and a bit of milk, and off they go, you know. It's tasty, simple, and it's within budget.
And when it comes to lunch, maybe 11s is some people feel compelled to having something at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because of an ad years ago that showed a really handsome hunk.
Okay.
You know, at 11 o'clock one morning.
He was eating this.
He was washing the windows outside, and the people were in the office eating.
Yeah.
And the 11s became notorious for that one ad, I think. I won't mention the name of the company. I can't remember the name of the company.
Yeah.
But all of
was
a sudden,
it a drink? Was it a drink? Was it a drink company?
It could have been, yes.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, people were talking about 11s as if they were the hub and the nub of your day.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily too.
No, it's not. 11, is it? You don't. Maybe if you're hungry or feeling something a little nibbly, grab a yogurt or an apple or a pear or a fruit, one of your loose fruit, and that'll keep you going to lunchtime. You know what I mean? So you can grab the cola as a snack, a handful of nuts into a little pot of yogurt. And a fruit that will absolutely keep you going for a while, because maybe your brain is just telling you hungry, and you're probably not hungry, George.
Yeah.
But once your lunch comes, three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is the base for me. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and anything around that is a bonus.
And as far as dinner is concerned, Fran,
yeah.
If somebody has maybe some basic cooking skills, would you recommend they maybe be adventurous and start experimenting?
Yeah, if you
on a budget.
Yeah, you can. You can adventure on a budget. You can absolutely adventure on a budget, depending on what you have in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you got your fruit, you've got the meat, you got your veg, and you've got maybe a bit of carbs in front of you, you can absolutely be adventurous. Depending on dinner, what you have in your plate, you've got your protein, whatever meat it is. You've got your veg, you've got your bit of carbs, and you've got your fats. You know what I mean? So those are the four things you want on your plate. And if you've got those four things in front of you there, you Google any recipes and type in what you do have, and that will give you umpteen amount of things to try. Now, it might take you a little bit of time and prepping and everything else, but if you've got time, you make it happen, George.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier, you know, I was my family's obstreperous child when it came to vegetables and stuff, because I just wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Yeah.
What if you've got a child that just won't touch a vegetable to save their life?
Yeah.
What's the best way to substitute that?
To make sure you're getting your child the nutrients into your kids. That's a tricky one now, George. I have to say it is tricky, and it's one that a lot of parents and families probably struggle with, trying to get all the veggies into the kids. I think probably don't force it. Most definitely don't keep forcing it on your kid, because if he doesn't like it, he just doesn't like it. Try him with something else differently, or try it differently, like blend the veggies into a soup. Because I think when they see it, they recognize the color, the texture, and they say, no, that's not for me. I'm not having that. Get that off my plate, daddy or mommy, straight away.
Yeah.
But if they see it in a soup, or they see it to blend it into like a spaghetti bolognese, they won't notice. They think they're having a bowl of mince. You know what I mean? Like, so that's how I think you have to hide it somehow, you know, and that's what.
So it's okay for a parent or a guardian to lie and cheat.
Yeah. that's basically it, yeah.
It works.
Listen, look, lie and hide it somehow so that those little kiddies don't see it, because if they see it, man, they're gonna say, get that off my plate quick. You know, and it's been a challenge with some of my kids. My daughter, she's absolutely terrible for certain vegetables, and I just hide it. Yeah. I just hide it. That's how I do it, and she doesn't say anything.
And another great hack as well is that sometimes when you eat a burger, about 5 minutes after it, you feel as if you haven't eaten
anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a wonderful hack that I picked up during the food course years ago that a couple of us in here did was to put some oatmeal in the meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
It's lovely, yeah.
Was it tasty?
It's beautiful.
No way.
It doesn't take away from the taste of the meat.
Okay.
But it fills you.
Okay.
It's a really brilliant hack, and you get your fiber,
yeah.
You get your protein,
yeah.
It's your one stop shop
for everything, yeah.
Shop.
And what, do you throw lettuce on top of that then?
You can do whatever you want. you just get yourself a bit of cheap mince,
you know,
a bit of good cheap mince,
yeah.
Get some oatmeal and chuck them in together and just
put it to a ball.
It's a great bit of fun when you
play
with your food anyway.
A bit of onions.
Yeah, you can do whatever you like with it.
Right.
But you've got your fibre and it fills you.
And you feel good afterwards.
It's a really good hack. I can't believe I'm giving you.
You give me these hacks and tips. This is it. It's all coming out now, George. You have it in you.
It is. Unfortunately, Fran, it's 28 minutes past. Lovely. Where the half hour goes.
Oh, it goes quick, doesn't it?
Will you come back into me in a couple of weeks and we can.
Absolutely. We'll continue on the.
Absolutely.
We will. Thanks a lot for having me this morning.
Cheers,
much appreciated.
Fran, no problem at all.
Therefore, have a good day. Take care.
You too. Thanks a million, Fran.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Always.
Thank you.
Bye bye. I was joined there by Fran, Irish fit coach from Colchester and beyond. Because can you just mention once more, Fran, before
we've just
two classes for those of us of a certain age, even though I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, you're only a young fella. We have started brand new classes in Palmerstown, Community and Youth Centres beside the Super Value there on Kellan Ford Road. And the classes are on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. And it's catered for adults that are over 60s, men and women.
And you know, 60 now is the new 90.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks a million, Fran. Sarah, as always. Thank you. Bye bye.